Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. So excited that you're listening. Today is our Ask Sean edition. Listen, this is the good stuff. This is where you ask me questions and I get to answer them. And I keep saying, if one person is asking me these questions and lots of other people have them. So let's jump right in. This is a fast 10 minutes and I give you some great stuff. Does every business need to have a strategy? I think absolutely. I think if you don't have a strategy, how are you going to win? You know, you win the game because you create a game plan to win the game. And I think there's multiple strategies that you need to have in business. First is you have your startup strategy. And this is your strategy to get your business off the ground. Okay, so that's a startup strategy. Then you have your strategy on maybe how you're going to acquire customers. This is your customer acquisition strategy. And I always say have a strategy to get your first customer, your 10th customer, your 100th, and your 1,000th. Because it's a different strategy to keep scaling to that size. So you have some marketing strategies. You may have sales strategies in that you're going to try to sell this type of, you know, you're trying to break into this market, so you might have a strategy on maybe how you're going to get into grocery stores. You might have a strategy on how you're going to raise capital. All a strategy is your plan for an objective. So you have this, I want this to happen, and you create a strategy to make it happen. It's like when I tell people, if you're going to set a goal, well, you need to have a plan, which is a strategy to make it happen. Again, if my goal is to run a marathon, well, I'm going to create a strategy to get me to where I can run, you know, over 20 miles, okay? And each week it may increase. That's simple. So yes, you should have a business strategy. And again, you have your startup strategy, marketing strategy, sales strategies. You might have a strategy to grow your business, okay? You get it out of the survival phase, the startup phase, but then you have a growth strategy. Okay, you may have a strategy to franchise your business. I think I've made the point. Yes, you should have lots of strategies. All right, Sean, how do you come up with your USP? This is your unique selling point. What the big name is more commonly known as a unique selling proposition. And what this means is, why will customers buy from you over your competition? So your unique selling proposition is this. What about your product and or your company makes it so unique that people will want to buy from you? Okay, and this is where you offer customers, you know, different benefits, product uses. Like I bought a vacuum one time because at the time it came with like a little dust buster. And I know that's pretty common now, but so it had like a stand-up vacuum, and then at the bottom you can kind of like unhook it, and then you had a little dust buster that you could use and you can clean your car. To me, that was really neat. I got two uses in one. Okay, so what can you offer that will stand out to your customers? Maybe your unique selling proposition. Think of like Kia and Hyundai. What did they do when they broke into the market? I didn't think at any point, you know, a car could break into the market, but let's look at the automotive industry because I think your USP is critical. I think too many businesses start and there's no reason for people to buy from them. And you just assume they're going to buy from you. And your USP is probably one of the five most critical parts of a business plan. So let's just look at the automotive industry. Okay, 25 years ago, and even now, it's pretty customary for a warranty on a new car to be either 3, 4, or 5 years. But what did Hyundai and Kia do? They did the 10-year drivetrain warranty, transmission, engine. I mean, because they looked at the statistics of probably that happening being an issue, and it was probably very minimal. And if they build a car, a good car, it shouldn't happen within 100,000 miles. So that was a great USP at the time. Again, we go back and it's years ago, but Domino's used, you know, pizza in under 30 minutes, a hot pizza in under 30 minutes. So when you were looking at all the pizza delivery places, they were telling you they do it in under 30 minutes. That's a unique selling position. Unique selling position is you have a lot of people offering vacations to beautiful spots. But what is a sandals vacation? No kids. Beautiful destinations. No kids. Can I repeat that again? No kids. Now, clearly, Disney has a totally different type of vacation they want you to bring your kids. But it's sandals carved out this unique position. Now, we can go to cars. Tesla, doing incredible. They have created an electric car that can flat out fly. I mean, in short, what makes Tesla different than all the other electric cars, you know, when they all came out, like the Volt and the Prius, you know, 0 to 60 in a little over a month and a half, the Tesla will flat out scream. And it looks great. It doesn't look like, you know, you're riding around in a toaster. So you need to spend time on your unique selling proposition. And your USP should incorporate with your brand. So if I could help you create a unique selling proposition, it's the same thing I tell you if you're trying to create your brand. What is the one promise? What is the one thing? So this would be a little, you know, what is the one thing that if you could deliver on that your competition currently isn't or they can't currently provide, that if you could deliver, if you could provide, customers would chase you down for your business? I'm basically taking a branding position and kind of rewording. What could your vacuum do? Well, remember the vacuum that goes around your house? What is it? I forgot the name of it. Just kind of keeps going around up and back and up and back and up and back. And now it starts with an R. Okay, that's unique. That's a USP. That is obviously a much different vacuum than everything else out there. So we can keep going. So you do creating a unique selling proposition is absolutely critical. Alrighty, Sean. What are the three musts of an entrepreneurial mindset? Okay, so it's saying, you know, Sean, what are the three most important qualities in the mindset of an entrepreneur? All right, let me see what I answer. Successful people and high-level entrepreneurs have the same mindset. They begin with a goal. They have a clearly defined objective. Then, that they are consumed with achieving. And this is that driven mindset that allows them to focus on their desired destination, you know, without distraction. So the one thing I find that great entrepreneurs and just like successful people, they have one goal is firmly fixed in their head and nothing is going to distract them. They will pursue this relentlessly. They are determined to not let anything get in their way. And they have deep confidence. You can call it arrogance, you could call it faith, that they will achieve this goal. Okay, that's the kind of the, if I break it down for you, how they think, they have a clear goal. I want to achieve such and such. I will do whatever it takes to get there. Nothing's going to keep me from getting there, and I'm confident I'm going to get there. So what are the three things that I just gave you? They're goal-driven, they have tremendous determination, and they have self-confidence. That I believe, that's the standout three qualities that I believe the entrepreneurial mindset is. It focuses around them. Again, what we talked about today is the Ask Sean edition where I kind of went through the unique selling proposition. Again, this is why are people going to buy from you? This needs to be unique. It needs to be different than your competition. It needs to make customers chase after you for your business. Then the question was, should I have a strategy? Yes, you should have lots of strategies. You should have, you know, key goals and initiatives for your company from its startup to growth, to marketing, to expansion, to maybe franchising, whatever it is. With every one of those goals, you should have a strategy to achieve it. And I'll give you a secret, put a deadline on it. And then finally, we talked about the USP. This is your unique selling proposition, why people are going to buy from you. I hope this helped today. This was Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where we have interviews a couple days a week. I teach 3 days a week. We do a mentoring edition every Saturday, and then we have Ask Sean. You get something every day. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.